Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Happy Monday morning, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life. I bring you greetings from all our Priests for Life team, including Evangelist Alveda King, who is carrying out her work. She has a beautiful special announcement coming up about a new book in regard to the president. You'll be hearing more about that in the coming days. I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes with you praying. I know you're praying for the president. We've been hearing good news about his health updates, and I'm very confident that'll continue to improve, and we'll see him back in the Oval Office and back on the campaign trail very shortly. Although, you know, don't think that being in a hospital means just lying down in a hospital bed. He's been up and working on the phone, at his desk. He's got a whole suite there, of course, offices, conference rooms, and so forth. We're going to see things continue to get better. But I know that you're praying, and I wanted to pray with you for a few moments and then just give you one little reflection about the reaction of the left, which is ridiculous. But let's pray. Let's turn to the Lord and offer the prayer that Jesus taught us, and let our intention be for the continued health of the president and the first lady. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. We glorify you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you for the President of the United States, who has done more in his term so far than any other president, in record-breaking accomplishments of leadership for peace in the world, for prosperity at home, for the revival and revision of our court system with pro-life judges, with all sorts of things, Lord, that people could not have even thought possible. He has broken so many records, and we ask, Lord, that in thanksgiving for all of that progress, your people come before you on his behalf. He has been speaking for us. He has been praying for us. He has been fighting for us. He has been working for us, and he will continue to do so. Lord, you had blessed him so much in the past. You have had your hand of favor on his undertakings and his family. And Lord, he did not need this office of the presidency for any kind of personal gain, whether fame or fortune or power. Lord, he was already very well known and influential and successful, and could have settled down into a very comfortable lifestyle if he were self-centered. But Lord, we know that he is anything but self-centered. We know that he loves this country, and he therefore took upon himself the burden of running for, and indeed winning, public office as President of the United States, and that now enduring the daily attacks from the fake news media and those on the left, the daily attacks from the Democrats and opposition within the government, attempted coups and all sorts of other underhanded tactics and lies from the other side. Nevertheless, even amidst all these attacks and obstacles, he has patiently endured these trials so as to bring us safety and security on our borders, in our communities, for our families, for the unborn, for religious freedom. He has brought us this and more. He has sacrificed and continues to sacrifice himself, even donating his salary for the good of the American people. This, Lord, makes people chant in these political rallies, not just four more years, because we want the policies and the accomplishments to continue, but makes them also chant, "We love you." Lord, it is in that spirit, knowing that he fights for us, that now we pray for him, that thanking you, God, that his symptoms have not been severe at all, but rather, Lord, that you free him completely from this virus and free from this virus all who have been infected. And Lord, let us be reasonable in our, let us be sober as your word urges us to be in our approach to this, not exaggerating, not becoming hysterical, not becoming exaggerated, but rather, Lord, seeing the problem, but not overblowing the problem, and surrounding, continuing to surround the first family with the love and concern and prayers that the scriptures command and that patriotism demands. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And I know that the president would be encouraged to see all the wonderful comments that you are sending on his behalf, the love, the support. I want to add to that prayer an offer of this t-shirt. Now, many of you have seen this. Some of you have it. Pray for President Trump. How do you like this t-shirt? Would you like one of these? You can go to prolifeproducts.org. That's, maybe we can put that on the screen, prolifeproducts.org. On the back, it has a little scripture quote, and it has our election website, prolifevote.com. But prolifeproducts.org is our store, our online store. Wouldn't this be, now this was already a very popular item because we're praying for the president. And you know, scripture urges us to pray for all those in authority. So we were already praying for the president. With the intensity of the election, many people were getting this t-shirt to reflect prayers for the president. And now with his little speed bump here with health, and believe me, it is just a speed bump. He'll be back on the campaign trail soon. We've got this this shirt. Love to send you one of these. So prolifeproducts.org. And listen, I want to just reflect with you on one more thing. And those of you that are join us for the Mass will be over at endabortion.tv for Mass at 10 o'clock. But let me just give you one reflection here. Did you see the reaction of the left? And this really gives us an insight into the division in our country right now. It's not a division that the president has caused. It's the division that the left causes. The radical left, the mob left, the Democrat mob left. Their reaction to something very, very beautiful that that President Trump did yesterday. Here he is in the Walter Reed Medical Center, and he's there, you know, he wasn't there because his condition got worse. He was there because this is the president of the United States, and he gets extra attention, obviously, from the medical personnel. You know, medical personnel travel with him wherever he goes, and just for precaution. So they took extra precaution, abundance of caution, as we say. And so the president saw that there were people outside that spontaneously gathered to pray, to hold signs saying, we love our president, we support our president, get well soon. Think that you would expect this from the American people, and especially with a president like this, but you would expect it at any time when our leader is in need of special prayers. We come forward and we deliver on that. So people gathered, and they were chanting and praying and holding flags and waving banners. So he saw this. So you know what he did? He got into his vehicle. He asked his team, take me out there. I want to drive right by them. I want to wave to them. I want to show them my appreciation. And so he did that, and we showed a little clip of that last night on our broadcast. Well, today we hear that the left is going ballistic over that and complaining about it and accusing the president of bad things for doing that. Now, you see, this is the sickness. This is the sickness of the left. They can't recognize something good, pleasant, positive, holy, encouraging, and loving when it's hitting them between the eyes. I wrote in a tweet yesterday when I saw what the president did, going out there and being right in front of those supporters and thanking them and encouraging them because they came out for him. I tweeted, I said, no sane person seeing this can refrain from smiling. And I say that again today. No sane person can refrain from smiling. It's so human, right? Isn't it just human? It's a beautiful human thing. For people to come out and support their president who has an illness, for him to say thank you and to really show that he's grateful for coming out for a few minutes and being with them. Now, see, some people, we got a few that they don't have anything to do because Biden is conducting such a low energy campaign that there's no events going on. There's nothing for people to do. But somebody who I think supports him just said that was reckless. First of all, where in the world are you getting a judgment like that? Do you know more than his doctors do? Do you know more than his doctors do? Reckless in what way? I saw another silly comment yesterday. Oh, well, you know, what about the Secret Service? He put them at risk by going out there for the car ride. Listen, you don't think the Secret Service are with him all the time? You don't think they're with him all the time? What about his doctors? Is he putting the doctor? If you're going to go down that road, it's ridiculous, ridiculous mindset that these haters have. Oh, well, he put the Secret Service at risk by going. How do you know that he's even still positive for this virus? He's been fever-free, and the symptoms are hardly anything there. And what do you know about all this? Reckless. Reckless in what way? What in the world are you talking about? Oh, it put the Secret Service at risk. Well, so is the whole Secret Service detail from morning, noon, and night now? He's still the president of the United States. Is the whole Secret Service detail now to just, I don't know, go to Haiti or something, go to Hawaii, go to Bermuda, go to Europe? Are they supposed to flee because there's a virus? What kind of planet do you people live on who are complaining about this? Honest to God, I want to know. What kind of planet do you come from? This is an ordinary human reality going on here. You see, brothers and sisters, the left has destroyed their humanity. They've destroyed it. They're baby killers. They destroy affection for the unborn. And when you support abortion, you destroy affection all the way through, right across the board. That's why they're no longer capable of the ordinary human affection, the human joy and happiness and tenderness and the ability to smile. These people can't smile. They don't smile anymore. And they hate. They just hate. They're twisted. They're corrupt in their thinking. And so it's ridiculous. It's absurd. You might as well say, oh, well, you're putting his doctors at risk because he has the virus. Okay, so the doctors shouldn't go anywhere near him, right? In fact, just put him in a box, send him up on one of the rocket ships that's launching out here from NASA. I mean, that's the logical conclusion of this ridiculous line of thinking. Because it's based out of a hatred for him. It's not based on any kind of reason. Meanwhile, however, we rejoice in the normal, natural, positive realities of what's going on here. Okay? Yes, you're left. The people who think this way are sick. Okay? You're sick. You're sick. You're sicker than the president is. Okay? He's got a virus which is going away. You have a mental twist. There's a mental twist here because you're not thinking rationally. And brothers and sisters, nobody is thinking rationally here when they're criticizing the president's supporters and what about this virus. Oh, yes, because, you know, they've been in the daily briefings of the coronavirus task force and they've read the study. They know more than the doctors. Well, of course they do. Yeah, you know, God says the same thing. They know more than the doctors. They know more than anybody. Infectious disease doctors who are advising the president, people who have given decades of their lives to studying the risks and defining and advising what's acceptable behavior and what's reckless. Somehow there's an arrogance out there. Some people come forward and think they know better than these advisors, these infectious disease experts, the head of the CDC, the Surgeon General. You know, in case there's an opening at the head of the CDC, infectious disease unit, or the Surgeon General, in case there's an opening, I'm gonna mark down on my notes the names of those who are complaining, and I'm going to recommend you, okay? Because I think that there are people out there who they have such wisdom and such knowledge, and it's such an authoritative position to tell the president exactly what he should or shouldn't be doing. As if, you see the other twisted way of the thinking, like he is reckless. So he's the only one who's making any kind of decisions here, right? Nobody's giving him any input, and he's not listening to anybody else, and there's no doctors around him that have some experience or knowledge or wisdom. Nobody in the whole scene, but you! Oh, only if you were there. Only if you were there, you critics, only if you were there, you arrogant people, only if you were only there, oh, if our nation could only benefit from you being there at the side of the president, so that he could drink of your infinite wisdom. These people are sick. I just wanted to point out to you, brothers and sisters, that this is not just about a little ride being taken in front of Walter Reed Medical Center to greet and thank supporters. This is not about the virus. This is about a breakdown of human reason, human affection, a breakdown of culture, truth, and love. And the divide is between those of us who are still human enough to smile and to say, thank you, Lord, wasn't that beautiful? People came out to pray for our president and he came out to thank them. You learn how to appreciate that when you're a little child in grade school is when you should learn how to appreciate something like that. It's the division between those of us who can appreciate it, because at the same time, if you can smile at that, you can smile at a little baby. And you're not going to be pro-abortion. You can smile at a little baby without thinking that, the world is going to implode because of overpopulation. You can take a ride in a car without worrying that the world is going to implode because of carbon emissions. You can think rationally and live normally and not think that as soon as you take off the mask, Rita, the world is going to die from the virus because you took off a mask. Oh, but if you put one on, start the hallelujah chorus because the world is going to be saved because you put that mask on. This is crap. And it's the division between those who are thinking rationally and loving normally and being patriotic, and the left, the radical left that believes in abortion, communism, socialism, globalism, no borders, hey, let the terrorists live and bring the criminals into our community. That's the division that we're looking at in this election. This is no ordinary election, because the choice is so, so basic and so fundamental. So, but thank you for the continued prayers. Once again, prolifeproducts.org. You can get this. Pray for President Trump. Pray for the 45th president. What a beautiful shirt. Our own Director of Youth Outreach, Brian Kemper, designed this. And many, many people are ordering it. We're grateful for that. Grateful for the support of all of you. We'll be having the Mass at 10 a.m. in just a little more than 20 minutes from now. And let's pray again. Let's pray again in the words that Jesus gave us for our country and for the greatest president, Sherry, that we have ever had, the greatest president that the nation has ever seen, that you will ever see, and that you will ever have the opportunity to support. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. Just one more question. Does anybody know what Biden has done? What has he done? Has anybody heard any reason that the Biden supporters give for voting for him that does not involve a criticism of President Trump? And where's his list of accomplishments that should be 10 times longer than that of President Trump? Because in President Trump's approximately 4 years now, almost 4 years, more than Biden has done in 47 years. But let's see the list. If people want to dispute that, go ahead, show me the list. Show me the list. Louise. Now, Louise. Oh, Louise. Louise, why weren't you in the room with the coronavirus task force to save our nation 200,000 losses from this virus? Why weren't you in the room? Where the hell were you? You weren't in the room? They didn't invite you in the room? The coronavirus task force. Why weren't you there? You know exactly what happened. See, friends, this is the arrogance of these people. As if anyone is responsible, outside maybe of the people in Wuhan, China, is responsible for these 200,000. How about the 2 million people that could have died from this if the president hadn't done anything? How about the president acting to stop these infected people coming over here from China, acting to stop that, and he did stop that, while Joe Biden was criticizing his decision? So you're going to complain about the person who actually stopped more people from being infected, that is President Trump, and not criticize the one who, if he were in power, he criticized that decision as xenophobic and hysterical. You see, again, the left, including Biden, they lack common sense. So don't let me hear any nonsense about the president being responsible for 200,000 people dying. You think what did he do? Package the virus and send it to them? Or send federal marshals to inject them with the virus? If he had done that, the stupid complaints that people like you are making would have been, you could have said exactly the same thing. You could have said exactly the same thing, right? What would you be saying differently if we found out that he, you know, shot these people with the virus himself? What are these people? The people who are making these criticisms, they're sick. They're sicker than those who have the virus. And let me tell you this. It is much easier to cure COVID-19 than it is to cure Trump derangement syndrome. That's what some people have, and there's going to be a vaccine for COVID way before there's going to be a vaccine for the Trump derangement syndrome. Well, God bless you, people. God bless you. Anyone, everyone, anyway. He ignored. Listen to these fools. You're a fool. You don't know anything. Did you read this? What this guy is saying? Oh, yeah, he ignored it. He ignored it? Really? What were you doing in January when he was instructing the CDC to start screening people at the airport? Do you know that people were being screened at the airports to keep this virus from coming in before the first case appeared in the United States in the state of Washington? Oh, were you there in the room telling him not to ignore it? Mr. President, don't ignore this. February, State of the Union Address, February 4th. Did you hear it? Go back and listen to it. It's online. The State of the Union Address on February 4th of this year. Did he ignore it? Or did he talk about the virus? Did he talk about the virus in that State of the Union? Yes or no? The Democrat response to the State of the Union, go back and watch that. Did they talk about the virus? Who was talking about the virus? Who was ignoring it at the beginning of February? The State of the Union address, President Trump talked about it. Yes. No, Brown Black. It's not wrong to call somebody a fool. Read the Bible. Why don't you? And see if Jesus calls people fools, hypocrites, blind guides. See, go ahead. Go look it up. Who was ignoring it in February? The president, who mentioned it in the State of the Union address? Or the Democrats, in their response, not saying, who is ignoring it? The president cutting off travel from China? Or Biden complaining about it and saying it was hysterical and xenophobic? Who is ignoring it, declaring it a national emergency, mobilizing, using the Defense Production Act, mobilizing a whole of government response, public and private sector, calling together the task force, shutting down the economy, producing ventilators so not a single person who needed one didn't get one, helping the governor so not a single governor needed anything? Listen, we're not talking here about the Catholic Church. This is what these fools, you idiots, say. Oh, he's a priest. He's wearing a collar. He's representing the Catholic Church. Why is he talking this way? I'll tell you why I'm talking this way. There's one very simple reason. It's called the truth. And there's a lot of people that are listening here who know exactly why I'm saying these things. Because it's the truth. And if you think that there's something about being Catholic that means we cover the truth and be quiet about the truth, well, you know what? I don't entirely blame you, because if you are Catholic yourself, you're used to hearing plenty of priests, the collar, you know, it kind of chokes their vocal cords and they can't say anything about the truth. Maybe, sorry, you know, you've probably been cheated all these years. If you're a Catholic, now you're saying to me, oh, you know, shame on him for speaking this way. No. Shame on you and shame on the other priests who are silent. Shame on them. Don't do giving me any of this crap. These priests who are not saying anything about how good this president is, these priests who are not saying anything about how evil the Democrats are, those are the ones who should be ashamed of themselves, and they need to repent starting today, starting right now. And so do you. If you support these people, so do you. So brothers and sisters, wow, this is really great. We are going to spend every hour of every day between now and the election exposing the hypocrisy of these Democrats, these leftists, and these critics of President Trump, and mobilizing the voters, because now it's a matter of getting the voters out. All these people, you know, they can go sit in their little circles with Biden with their masks on and, you know, keep socially distanced and, one person, remember, one person takes off that mask, the whole world dies the next day. You know that that's the case, right? Okay, so beware, be careful, and be safe. So we'll be exposing this garbage. Oh, don't turn on your car either, you know, because the emissions are about to reach that critical point now. The world is going to collapse tomorrow if you turn on your car today. Don't forget that either. These people are sick. They're nuts. Don't in any way, shape, or form give them one inch to spread their madness. So thanks, friends, for being with us. And that's right. You know, those of you who have other opinions, you could start your own show. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Make sure you invite Joe Biden to sit and watch. Okay, God bless you, friends. We'll talk to you later on. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, I'm Evangelist Alveda King. Day by day, my work with Priest for Life and Father Frank Pavone provides me with many opportunities to speak up for the unborn, whether on television and radio or in conferences with pastors or with government leaders. In order to accomplish all this work, we rely on the donations of individuals like you who believe in this cause and want to help us save lives. May I ask you to support us generously? Go today to prolifegift.org and give as generous a gift as you can. I appreciate it personally and will pray for you each day.
Yes, I think we have Richard Lee, we have Jim Garlow, and we have Father Frank Pavone, someplace there in the audience, so I appreciate you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.